IPR is designed, intellectual property rights, designed to give protection and reward to creators. Personally, I've always held the view that engineers are creators too. Creators are not just musicians and artists and filmmakers. That, I think, is an important factor, because history has shown that it is equally important to provide a balance in intellectual property law so that the needs of users and consumers are also protected, as well as the rights of creators in the artistic sense. And that's important because if we don't do it in the new digital age, new equipment simply will not be sold and the development of technology will be impeded. So we come to the digital world. I think there's a lot of scaremongering about the digital world. Of course, digital is going to allow better quality of copying. It's going to allow cloning, indeed. But actually, there's some pretty good quality audio reproduction already, and certainly for private copying purposes, there's quite sufficient audio reproduction available today to enable people to get what, to the average listener or viewer, is effectively as near as you need get to a perfect copy. So I think there's a lot of scaremongering about the effects of digital technology in this environment, particularly from my good friends, the IFPI over there, who are good friends, I'm glad to say, by and large, but Paul said he was going to knock me about a bit, so I can have a bit of revenge too. So what do we need? We do need better protection in the digital environment for dealing with piracy, undoubtedly. Cloning is a much more serious problem in that context than serial audio reproduction, for example. So watermarking may be a solution there, some of the methods that we've already talked about today. Distribution in online environment is a problem too. There, certainly from an eChem perspective, we find ourselves in sympathy with the views of the recording industry. They will need better protection for their rights in an online distribution environment instead of the hard copies that we've been used to in the last so many years. But consumer usage, be careful. Be very careful, because consumers are, in my view, not going to change their desires and wishes. They're going to want to continue to use their equipment in the digital age in much the same way that they have in the analog age. And if they're not able to do so, that equipment is not going to be sold so easily. So now we come to the two issues that I'd like to bring to your attention in the context of technical protection, the two IP issues.